first responders run towards crashes, emergencies, and catastrophes, not away from them. And for some, their experiences are leading to post-traumatic stress disorder. But in Florida, first responders who develop PTSD on the job don't get compensated unless they have a physical injury as well. Now there are efforts in the State House to change that. I'm Kate Payne. A note to listeners, this story includes frank talk of death and suicide. For many first responders, post-traumatic stress disorder is becoming part of the job. The condition follows exposure to death, injuries, or violence. Those affected may have flashbacks and nightmares, or they can become aggressive or destructive. Michael Glukowski from Spring Hill is a retired New York State trooper.
7 years I was in a nightmare. PTSD is a parasite in the brain. If it's not taken care of, controlled, it grows and it eats and eats your brain.
For some first responders, PTSD is deadly.
The research is out there. Firefighters are 3 times more likely to die by suicide than they are to die in the line of duty.
Megan Vila's brother, Stevie Ledoux, was a firefighter paramedic for the city of Tampa. He developed PTSD after 29 years of service, responding to countless traumatic incidents. He ultimately wasn't fit to work.
He, along with his captain, Lawson Carter, filed a workers' compensation claim on his behalf. And they pulled him out of work, and he was seeing the city psychiatrist for 2 months.
The city denied Ledoux's workers' comp claim because he didn't have a physical injury as well, a requirement under current Florida law.
My brother was forced to pay back the 2 months of work that he missed, and this put him into a deeper depression. And my brother brought this to me on my back patio before he took his life. Sorry. And I am making it my mission to change this law.
Now Vila is working to ensure first responders get the medical treatment and paid leave her brother was denied. Plantation Democrat Lauren Book is sponsoring a bill in the Senate that would allow compensation for PTSD on its own.
It's our duty to address this growing crisis and to support the men and women who never fail to support us and our communities.
The measure would only apply to first responders who witness or arrive at the scene of certain incidents, like murders, suicides, and mass casualty events. And a licensed psychiatrist would have to diagnose the condition. Dozens of first responders and family members came to a recent Senate committee to show their support for the measure. Rocco Salvatore is with the Florida Professional Firefighters Association.
Because of the stigma associated with talking about some of these things, this may have been just as scary for some of these people as wrestling with a bad guy, reaching for their gun, or running into a fire, or driving their ambulance towards machine gun fire.
The Florida League of Cities spoke against the measure, citing concerns about potential fraud and costs for local government. It's not yet clear what the change could cost governments or insurers. But Megan Vila says under a similar law in Minnesota, the impacts have been minimal.
And then the claims that were diagnosed and got treatment from 2013 until now, they've spent $1.2 million. $1.2 million. I mean, really, that's nominal with what we spend as a state and what we can potentially give our first responders.
The committee ultimately passed the bill. It has 3 more stops to go before the floor. The move comes at a time when a first responder to the Pulse nightclub shooting was fired after developing PTSD. Omar Delgado says he was wrongfully dismissed because of his condition, and he'll lose out on retirement benefits because of it. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.